Missouri Net News is presented by the Missouri Lottery. Wednesday's Powerball jackpot is an estimated $242 million. Visit your favorite lottery retailer and play responsibly.
Missouri Net News. I'm Elisa Nelson. A crime spree crossed state lines and turned fatal. Ashley Bird reports.
A kidnapping suspect is dead after taking a woman and child from Jefferson City last night and leading law enforcement on a high-speed chase into a neighboring state. Officers reported several gunshots fired from the suspect's vehicle. The accused abductor, Leslie Austin, ran away, and the woman and child escaped from him. Austin then shot and killed someone in Illinois while attempting to hijack their vehicle. He was then fatally shot. The condition of the abducted woman, who was shot several times, and the child are unknown.
A 29-year-old St. Louis man has died from being poisoned by carbon monoxide last week at an airport hangar in northern Missouri's Moberly. Two others were hospitalized for exposure. Members of a new bipartisan Missouri House Oversight Committee blasted the State Department of Revenue at a hearing today. Brian Howsworth reports.
Today's hearing got heated at times as the director of the Missouri Department of Revenue, Joel Walters, testified. Essentially, he says the issue that is causing the problems and confusion dealt with a withholding error that was discovered in September. Now, he says the Department of Revenue launched a social media campaign to alert Missourians, but the House Minority Leader, Crystal Quaid, read some of the tweets that Revenue tweeted in the last several months, and she questions whether or not that was effective.
Governor Parson has visited today one of the 250 bridges set for immediate repair or replacement if the legislature approves his proposed funding program. Kansas City Mayor Sly James joined the governor for the press conference in Kansas City along I-29.
He's had the gut to be a leader on an issue that has plagued this city, this country, and this state for decades.
A teenage girl has been shot to death outside of a Kansas City high school. Wednesday night's shooting happened after a fight broke out between two groups during a basketball game inside. The University of Missouri says new annual reports show a slight decline over the past academic year in reports of discrimination based on national origin and race. In total, 942 alleged policy violations were reported in the 2017-18 academic year compared to 981 the previous year. A body has been found in a car that drove into the Mississippi River in southeast Missouri's Cape Girardeau this week. No apparent signs of foul play were involved. The Missouri Department of Natural Resources continues to investigate what caused an oil pipeline leak last week in eastern Missouri's St. Charles County. An estimated 18,000 gallons of oil spilled but reportedly did not leak into any waterways. This is Missouri Net.